This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Roots on fire, USA Radio Network. The warrior is with you. Trump administration strips the CDC of control of the coronavirus data. Information now sent directly from hospitals to a central D.C. database. Very big news. Other breaking news. Dan Crenshaw, congressman. You know the guy with the eye patch from Texas? I love him. He's great. Lost his eye fighting for our country. He says Democrat politicians and media pundits are deliberately misleading the public on the coronavirus hospital capacity. And I'll tell you why. He doesn't even seem to know why. When they say hospitalizations, oh, my God, there's so many hospitalizations. The hospitals are full. Oh, my God, close the economy. I think what's happening is it's all these liberal snowflake crybabies. And maybe it's fraud, but it might just be crybabies. It might not be fraud. And they're just rushing to the hospital when they hear they're sick because, oh, my God, I must be dying. Or it's fraud, or it's a mix of the two. And then they check into the ER, and they check right out again. That's not a hospitalization, but I believe they're counting that as hospitalizations. That's what I think is happening. And I'm pretty sure I got it right, because believe me, every other guess I've made about COVID since February has been on the money. And they're double counting. The CDC is double counting people who A, test positive, and B, test positive for antibodies, which means at one point you had it and you beat it. But if you put those two together, that's not the real number. That's not correct. So lots of crazy things happening right now. Trump promising some executive actions coming up in the next week to secure crime-ridden Democrat-led cities. I love that. He says these Democrat cities are out of control, violence everywhere, mobs everywhere, and so they think they can just let the mobs run free, and I've got some executive actions for them, so I love that. Trump weakens environmental law to speed up permits for pipelines and other infrastructure projects. You want highways, you want airports, you want unions working. You've got to get rid of the environmental laws that stall all these projects. That's great news. It's been fabulous Republican fundraising surges in the second quarter. That's great news. Tommy Tuberville defeats former Attorney General Jeff Sessions in the Alabama Senate primary race. 61-39 landslide. That's great news. That should be a pickup for the GOP, by the way. In other words, now that Tuberville has the nomination, I believe he'll steamroll the Democrat, Doug Jones, who never should have won in the first place. Oh, good. He's up 15 points, Chris O'Sullivan told me in the latest poll. I told you. It's going to be a landslide. So we pick up a Senate seat because that seat went to the Democrats. Because who do we have running last time? That guy who everybody thought was kind of strange and like young girls. And everybody, Judge Roy Moore with the cowboy hat riding on a horse. Judge Roy Moore. He was strange, and I didn't like his answers when they asked him, hey, did you molest young girls? I think that's a strange question. I'm not going to answer that. I mean, is that a normal answer? That was like his answer. That's a suspicious answer. What he should have said is, no, sir, I've never touched a girl in my life, and I'll prove it. I'll take a lie detector test. That's the kind of answer I want to hear from, you know, John Wayne. If John Wayne's under questioning, he answers back as confidently as the questioner. This guy's like, let me think for a minute. Have I ever molested a young girl? Let me think. It was the most bizarre answer. And believe me, I wanted him to win, but I hated his answer. And I believe I said on Newsmax TV and right here on USA at the time, I believe I said, look, I support the guy, but he should take a lie detector test. And he should demand if I take one, she takes one. Or all of the women, because there were five of them that came out of the blue that said, you know, I was 14 years old and he was dating me. And so there was no proof of of any of them. All you have to do is say, I'm taking a lie detector test. If you take a lie detector test, and let's see, let may the better person win. But he never came close to saying that, and his answers were so strange. Just like, have you ever raped anybody? Let me think about that for a minute. Maybe. No. It was really strange how he answered. And so everybody else felt as creepy about him as me. And so even though he was a big conservative and I wanted him to win, he was creepy. Wait, I don't want to get us sued. He was allegedly creepy. My opinion is, allegedly, maybe, he seemed kind of creepy. And so he went down to defeat, which really was a terrible blow because we lost the Senate seat in Alabama, the most Republican state in America, right up there with Oklahoma and Utah. So I think now we win it back easily. Jeff Sessions would have also been problematic because many of us would have stayed home and sat on our hands because Jeff Sessions was the creep that allowed, as Attorney General, all the Democrats to try and destroy Trump's presidency. So I hate Jeff Sessions. I can't stand him. Speaking of creepy, he always gives me the creeps. He's another one that's creepy looking. It doesn't make sense. Why is he so creepy looking? And he's Attorney General, strongly pro-Trump, and suddenly he's stepping aside. I'm refusing myself. Go attack Trump. He's yours. Why would that be? Well, maybe they have photos of him. Who knows what he was doing? Because he's another one that's creepy looking, Jeff Sessions. He is creepy. If I looked at him, I'd say, don't let him in my house. He's not babysitting my kids. So if you really believe that about somebody, then when you see them turn on a Trump the way he did, don't you think maybe, aren't you a little suspicious that maybe someone was blackmailing him? Because he sure does seem creepy, Jeff Sessions. Him and that judge should get together. A lot of Alabama Republicans are creepy. I don't know. I don't know what the deal is with that. But those two both give me the willies. When I look at them and I hear them talk, they're just kind of strange, and I wouldn't let him stay overnight with my kids, let's put it that way. In any case, Tommy Tuberville is a completely normal, macho, male, Republican, football coaching, football playing type guy. My kind of guy. And a Southerner's type of man's man. And he will win in a landslide in Alabama. A landslide. With Trump's help in a campaign. So that's a Senate pickup for us. And then more good news. It's been a good news day. Good news news cycle. President Trump picks up 10 points in the latest Rasmussen poll, which shows him tied with Biden. And I keep telling you, if he's tied with Biden, then he wins an electoral landslide. And another poll with Monmouth survey finds Trump losing by 13 points. So you're going to go, what's so great about that, Wayne? The very same people in the poll that said, I'm voting for Biden, 57% of them, a majority, believe the silent majority of secret Trump supporters will hand Trump the win, which is what I have been saying for a long, long time. Trump is going to win because there's a huge amount of people who will never tell you they're for Trump because they don't want to be called a racist. Here's the article I told you I'd get to. Far-left mayors across the nation back the Democrats' call for reparations to 41 million black Americans, but a new study concludes it will cost $6.2 quadrillion. Did you know there was such a thing as quadrillion dollars? I've only heard that term a couple times in my life. Until now, I kind of didn't even think about it. I don't even know that term. So is that like a thousand trillion? Is that what that is? Is a quadrillion a thousand trillion? $6.2 quadrillion. The U.S. Conference of Mayors released a letter of support Friday for Democrats' radical proposal to form a reparations commission to formulate a payment for slavery. The letter was addressed to Senator Cory Booker and Congresswoman Sheila Jackson, and they both have legislation last year to develop reparations for blacks. In other words, figure out how to pay black people who never experienced slavery with money from everybody else who didn't participate in slavery. Isn't that wonderful? And a new study by a group of college professors called Wealth Implications of Slavery and Racial Discrimination for African-American Descendants of the Enslaved, that's a big mouthful, found the ultimate cost of reparations could be $6.2 quadrillion. That's 75 times the total average annual global GDP. This is so absurd, it's not even worth talking about any further. It just gives you a picture of how ridiculous our country has become. And a North Carolina city council votes in favor of reparations for black residents. You see, this could really be catching on. North Carolina's Asheville City Council. Well, by the way, Asheville, North Carolina, beautiful place filled with communists, hippie, radical losers who've checked out on society and only make money by painting a painting and selling it for $50 while they have no shoes on. That's Asheville, North Carolina. The Asheville City Council voted unanimously, 7-0, to pass a repentant measure that formally apologizes to black people and moves to issue reparations in the form of investments in certain areas of the community through the creation of a community reparations commission. Don't you love all these commissions? Wow. You just can't believe this stuff is going on. Representative Rashida Tlaib, I like to put my finger down my throat when I speak about Rashida Tlaib, and Ayanna Pressley, both total complete communists who basically represent communism and Hamas and Hezbollah in the U.S. House of Representatives, have also expressed support for reparations by way of the BREATHE Act, which calls for the establishment of commissions that design reparations for mass criminalization, including the war on drugs, the criminalization of prostitution, police violence, border violence, and systemic violation of the U.S. government's treaty obligations to tribal nations. You know, I don't know how to inform the squad, the communist squad of this. The entire nation, thanks to you guys, and your COVID hysteria is now bankrupt. Nobody has any money to give you or anybody else. You know, my listeners here in Vegas and throughout the country, I've read your emails, man. Everybody is in hard times. There's no money to give in reparations. There's no money to give with the income tax increase Democrats want. There's no money to give the property tax increases that Governor Sisolak is going to ask for here in Nevada. No one's got money. Everybody's broke, out of work, worried about making their house payments. A revolution's coming. You have no idea what you're going to cause. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for the MAGA Mall. TheMAGAMall.com. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves in offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls-Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the, T-H-E, MAGA, M-A-G-A, Mall, M-A-L-L.com. Themagamall.com.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement and protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons.
more proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k now into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Allyn Root listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer fees up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, just go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back. Cornerstone Asset Metals is a sponsor of this segment of the show. And this is whenever I talk about the silver gold companies, the precious metals companies, that's the moment I take to look at CNBC and check out what the market did today and what gold and silver did today. And so, let's see, what did the market do today? The market was dramatically up 227 points, the S&P up 29 points, NASDAQ up 61 points, and gold today inches up on coronavirus surge and U.S.-China tensions. So gold's 18.14 an ounce. Silver is 19.82. So silver is just a smidge under $20, $20 per ounce. That's a lot of money for silver. Silver's really up. Silver's been on a surge. And so you know why. You know, listen, every smart guy I know, when every smart guy in the whole world you know is buying gold and silver, you know gold and silver is the thing to do. You got to own it. Because we're facing riots, we're facing revolution, we're facing COVID, we're facing annihilation from China, we're facing wars with Russia, Iran, North Korea, you name it. I mean, life is really scary right now. Matter of fact, I was with a friend yesterday, and the friend said they were listening to a famous preacher, and I can't remember the preacher's name now, but I knew it when she said it. And the preacher had a dream. I know you're laughing at me. You're going, Wayne, a preacher had a dream. Are you starting to believe that stuff now? Yeah, people get visions. The only reason I mention it is because his vision, his dream, is exactly mine. Here's what I think is going to happen. Trump is going to win the election. I don't even think it's going to be close. I think Trump's going to win an electoral wipeout. He's going to just destroy Biden, especially when you get him in a debate. And it's like, hi, my name is Jill Biden. That's the end of Joe. He doesn't even know his name. He's going to name his wife. And he did that somewhere, you know. He did that. I'm not joking around. He actually opened the speech and said, I'm Jill Biden, and then began talking, and no one corrected him. He doesn't even know who he is anymore. So I think Trump will beat him by a landslide. With the vision of cities burning and crime and murders on the streets of Chicago and all that coming to you courtesy of the Democrat Party. So Trump wins big. John Kerry already said the day after the election, if Trump wins, it's an illegitimate election and we need an armed revolution. That's what John Kerry said, an armed revolution. So liberals are making it very clear with a nod and a wink that they are going to launch a rioting, unrest, and revolution across this country and a coup the day after the election. Trump is going to win, and there's going to be massive, massive problems all across America. So back to the preacher. The preacher said he had a dream, and he said early November, the United States is going to be in flames. And of course, early November, November 3rd, the election. Trump's going to win, and the nation's going to be in flames. I have no doubt about that. They are going to riot like there's no tomorrow all over this country. If you think Antifa was bad after George Floyd, think of the significance of one man, George Floyd, versus the significance of Donald Trump being reelected and their realization that, number one, they're shocked because they thought he was going to lose by a landslide and Biden would win by a mile, and two, they can't believe he won, but they've got four more years under Trump's thumb. They are going to cause a revolution in the streets. A civil war begins on November 4th. I'm sure of it. And that's what this preacher's dream was. I am certain of it. He said he sees fire, he sees burning, looting, rioting, and the nation just engulfed in it all. No doubt. So you got to own gold and silver. That's all I can say. You know, even though I'm giving you my vision and the preacher's vision, I'm giving you a reason why you want to own gold and silver for my sponsor, Cornerstone Asset Metals. And today, they're giving you a very special deal. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. So you don't even have to buy a new one or pay for a new one. You just take your present IRA account or 401k and put a little bit into gold and silver in a Cornerstone Asset Metals account. And they'll waive all transfer costs up to a $1,000 value. So don't delay. You can open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. To register for more information, go to cornerstoneassetmetals.com. 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 Let them know Wayne Root sent you. And make sure that the money you saved, some of it has got to be in gold and silver. If things go bad, the stock market starts crashing and life gets, you know, just bizarre. They just announced today, Manhattan real estate down 25% in the last quarter. Down 25% in a quarter because of COVID and rioting. Everyone wants to get out of New York City. So you got to own gold. And by the way, speaking of reparations, Black Lives Matter activist shoots a police officer dead in Washington State, and the media ignores the story. And three New York City police officers violently attacked by Black Lives Matter militants crossing the Brooklyn Bridge in broad daylight. Officers sustained serious injuries. This happened today on the Brooklyn Bridge. This is Bill de Blasio's New York. And then, of course, Washington State, also very liberal. And nobody's talking about the violence. The violence of Black Lives Matter. Violent. They're not wonderful, peaceful people.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is prioritizing support for schools when it comes to a new coronavirus relief bill.
My view is the next package that we develop ought to be geared toward doing everything we possibly can to make it possible for the kids to be back in school. Because if kids are not back in school, then you got jobs issues.
The Kentucky Republican acknowledging the heavy emphasis on education will be costly. President Trump back at the White House after spending some time this afternoon in Georgia speaking at a UPS facility. The president discussing new infrastructure projects and also says the United States will prevail over the coronavirus.
It was a terrible thing and it could have been stopped and it should have been stopped right where it started in China. Together we will defeat this virus and emerge stronger than ever before.
The Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ all closed positive. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK.
That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Warrior, on USA Radio Network. Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. The Root's on fire. Great guest here, John Solomon, award-winning investigative journalist, CEO, editor-in-chief of Just the News. His website's justthenews.com. Co-author of a new book, Fallout, Nuclear Bribes, Russian Spies, and the Washington Lies that enriched the Clinton and Biden dynasties. Fallout. Get it at Amazon or any fine bookstore, Barnes & Noble, etc., etc. Hey, John Solomon, Wade Root, how are you?
It is so good to be with you, Wayne. How's everything going?
Everything's going great. I just wish that I'd see some indictments from Durham. And by the way, when we finally do see indictments from Durham, and I want to get your response to that, but when we do see indictments from Durham, I'm afraid that COVID and riots and statues and defunding the police and everything else going on that's scaring silent majority middle America is going to overshadow it, and it's not even going to be big news. And the liberal media will cover it up in 2 days, and it'll be just gone. That's what I'm afraid of. Address my fears. Are my fears justified? Yeah.
Well, listen, even if there wasn't all that going on, I'm not sure the mainstream media would cover it. They have shown a willful ignorance to the unraveling of the scandal that they helped create. That's the problem. They're co-conspirators in this. It was their leaked stories, their bogus stories that were there. I mean, if you're the Washington Post and you have David Ignatius write the column about Michael Flynn, and you realize it was leaked just a couple days after the FBI had concluded that Flynn had done nothing wrong, you have to realize you were used by the FBI. You were used by somebody to leak a false story to malign the person who had done nothing wrong. And that's why the media is so silent. They were complicitous in the creation of this scandal, and they don't want to address their complicity or their wrongdoing or their false reporting. So they look for any other reason to report. And in the book, Fallout, we talk about many of the false stories, and you can see the timing of them, how they're timed to sustain an FBI investigation that time after time was falling apart. So the leak was the way to keep the momentum going on what was increasingly a bogus, unsubstantiated collusion narrative. And so I think we could get rid of COVID, get rid of the riots, we could have peace and quiet. I still fear the news media would downplay the extraordinary development if there was a prosecution now at this stage in the game.
But in your mind, you believe that Durham is going to drop some indictments soon, like now or by the end of July or the end of August? What do you think?
Yeah. As a journalist, I never like to make predictions. But what I will say is what I can report. I have watched over the last 6 to 12 weeks, an increasing amount of activity, interviews of witnesses, gathering of documents, discussions of plea bargains and plea deals that are consistent with prosecutors building a criminal case. And when you talk to the people who will be in contact, and let me say this about John Durham, he does not leak. Unlike the Comey, McCabe, FBI, unlike the Rosenstein, Sessions, Justice Department, there's been no leaking. This man has just run a quiet investigation that's very intense, but there's, by my count, what I've learned, there's about 100, more than 100 people, FBI agents, lawyers, investigators, working on this investigation. This is a substantial, large investigation with multi parts to it. And the activity I'm seeing is consistent with someone building a criminal case that might surface on or around Labor Day, just before, just after Labor Day. That's the end of summer. That's consistent with the on-the-record comments that Bill Barr has made recently. I wouldn't buy any of those leak stories that say, oh, John Durham is dragging his feet, he needs more time. I think that's done by the bad guys who are trying to leak and create a perception that there's political pressure going on. There's no political pressure. This is an ongoing criminal investigation. But all the activity is consistent with building prosecutions and probably landing in or around the time of Labor Day, which is what Bill Barr himself has said is an expectation. But until the fat lady sings, until the grand jury indicts, nothing is for sure. We just have to watch it. But there is an enormous amount of activity, criminal investigative activity.
I hope these guys aren't just like, you know, straight-laced lawyers and DAs and law enforcement guys, and they understand PR like I do, because please don't drop this bomb on, like, the Friday of Labor Day weekend or the Monday exactly. Or Tuesday after Labor Day. You got to wait till Labor Day's out of the way, right? Out of the way.
Yeah.
Don't do it during holiday.
I think about John Durham, and I think he'll bring the indictment when he thinks it's time, because the facts and the law state so. I don't think he's a PR guy. I don't think he's a political guy. I think he's a guy that just does his job and puts bad people in prison and prosecutes and investigates. He's run a very tidy shop, as far as I can tell him. And, you know, whatever he's doing, he's done with sort of silence that the FBI should have done when they approached this Russia collusion investigation, instead of the public leaking charade that the FBI under James Comey and Andy McCabe created.
All right, so you have some breaking news today about Michael Flynn. There's a bombshell in the Michael Flynn case. Without further ado, tell me the breaking news.
It is really remarkable that at this late time in the game, that we're still getting documents turned over that were seminal to the investigation. And here's what those new documents are. They were turned over to Sidney Powell earlier this week, and they show that the Justice Department's own handwritten notes of their meeting with the FBI in January of 2017, months before he's prosecuted, show that the FBI believed and told the Justice Department they believed Michael Flynn was telling the truth. They believed that there was no basis to bring a Logan Act violation against them. They believed that if he misstated anything about his interactions with the Russian ambassador, it was because he legitimately forgot. He wasn't trying to be deceptive. These are significant, jaw-dropping evidence of innocence that were kept from the courts, from the defense lawyers, from the Congress, and from the American public. And we're now in the final stages of the case, and there's still five seminal evidence. It says something about the FBI. It says something about the Justice Department, that these notes could have been hidden from all of us for all this time. This is evidence of exculpatory innocence, and the games that have been played to keep it from the defense lawyers are unforgivable.
Well, my question is, and we're talking to John Solomon, award-winning investigative journalist, justthenews.com is his website. Fallout is the name of his new book about all the bribes and the Russian spies and the Washington lies. And I guess John is cold waiting going on, another media coming in. John, what's the deal with Obama? I mean, if the FBI believed he was forthcoming and telling the truth, then wouldn't it be Obama who said, just go ahead and prosecute him anyway? Is there a way to get an Obama, or nobody ever does that?
Yeah, listen, the book goes through lots of episodes with Barack Obama that I think will be enlightening to the American people. We now know, as a result of notes and documents that were just produced about a January 5th, 2017 meeting, that Obama was personally briefed on an ongoing criminal case about Mike Flynn. That's very rare. The president doesn't get briefed on criminal cases. And according to the notes, the president made a comment to the effect of, make sure you get the right people on Mike Flynn. So this is a day after the FBI was in the process of shutting down the Mike Flynn investigation. There's a meeting at the White House. Now they're restarting the investigation. And President Obama said, make sure you get the right people, i.e., the people that can go get a Mike Flynn and take him out. There's no doubt that the White House was unusually involved in a criminal case it shouldn't have been involved in. And the president has a long animus with Mike Flynn. He fired him in 2014. In November of 2016, after Trump wins, the president, by his own account, tells the incoming President Trump, don't get rid of that guy, Mike Flynn. I don't like him. I don't want it. Well, Trump doesn't listen. So then the FBI and the outgoing Obama White House do the job for him. And it's leaking. It's pursuing an interview that wasn't legitimate under FBI rules. They had no legal basis to interview Mike Flynn because they had already concluded he had done nothing wrong. Yes, Barack Obama's right in the middle of this, and that's where a president shouldn't be, in the middle of a criminal investigation.
But, well, does anyone have the balls, and I like to say that word, I have no problem saying that word, does anyone have the cojones, the balls, the guts to indict an ex-president? The answer is probably no, right?
Yeah, the answer is no. We're not going there. Bill Barr has made that clear that neither Joe Biden or Barr. But listen, there's a really important revelation in the book Fallout that I hope everybody reads. Because for months and months after I broke the story of the uranium informant, Doug Campbell, that the FBI had an informant inside the Russia nuclear empire called Rosatom, and he was telling the FBI before the Obama administration gave away uranium, before they gave billions of dollars of utility contracts, before they helped Vladimir Putin build his own Silicon Valley called Skolkovo, they were telling the FBI, this company you're dealing with in America is engaged in kickbacks, bribery, extortion. You should not be giving new contracts and business to this corrupt Russian company. Well, what the Democrats said, what the Biden, Clinton, Obama defenders said, well, that may be true, but we didn't know about it. Well, in this book, we document a declassified letter that was sent to Congress in December 2017. Congress was told the entire top of the Obama administration, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, the Energy Department, the State Department, the Intelligence Committee, they were all briefed in August 2010 that Rosatom, a company that they were about to sell Uranium One's assets to, all that uranium under American soil they gave to the Russians, the company that got the billions of dollars of contracts from Barack Obama for utility, nuclear fuel that made American electricity customers dependent on Moscow, they were under investigation. Obama and the entire top team of the Obama administration knew it. They gave us a bogus story.
All right, so we've been on with John Sullivan, new book coming out called Fallout. Do you have time to wait in the break and come back on the other side to talk about the Obama?
I would love it.
All right, the Obama-Biden giveaways to Putin that weakened America. And then here's the big one. The Obama Foundation bagged $10 million from a utility company after Obama approved the uranium deal with Russia. This is massive scandal. I don't know what to say. All right, we'll be back. More about the Obama Foundation and the Obama-Biden giveaways to Putin. There's probably a connection there, how he got $10 million, right? We're back with John Sullivan, his book, Fallout. We'll be right back. This is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Right now, we're all experiencing something that we've never been through before, and one of the big changes is wearing a face cover. Many studies show that face covers work to slow the spread, but the kind you use really matters because not all offer the same protection. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with 3 layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in sizes for adult and children. These are in stock now and ship to you fast. These multi-use covers are also very affordable at about 30 cents a day. One reason why these are so highly protective is each layer is enhanced with nano silver technology that can aid in filtration, block droplets and tiny particles, and that middle layer is your built-in filter. Boomer Naturals donates one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities, helping tens of thousands of Americans in need. Order today at BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. That's promo code WARRADIO20. Boomer Naturals, your source for in-stock face covers.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root! Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
I love these stories of the UK Daily Mail. Narcissistic people are more likely to be viewed positively by their bosses due to their high energy levels and tendency to take on leadership roles, a new study finds. You know, I really resemble that remark. And Georgia deputies are left red-faced after waiting for hours for a coroner to arrive and inspect the body of a dead woman near railroad tracks. And when the coroner arrives, it turned out it was a sex doll. Those are some really swift deputies there, I'll tell you. All right, the sponsor of this segment of the show, and then we'll get right back with our esteemed guest, John Solomon, award-winning investigative journalist, is the MAGA Mall. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, T-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves in offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today, pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on the caps is embroidered. Every star, every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest cap made. They have Rolls-Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. And you get 10% off those Chevrolet prices because you use the promo code WAR10 for Wayne Allen Root. WAR10 at checkout and get another 10% off great prices. For the highest quality MAGA products and the best-looking caps around, I wear them when I walk my dog every night. Go to themagamall.com, themagamall.com. Make sure you put the V in front of MAGA Mall, the magamall.com. We're back with John Solomon. John, welcome back to the show.
It's good to be with you.
Talk about the Obama Foundation bagging a $10 million deal from a utility company after Obama approved the uranium deal with Russia. So was it a Russian utility company?
Well, it was a series of utilities that ultimately kicked in a total of $10 million in donations. But here's how it works. And it's a reminder that in Washington, even when you have a foreign policy failure as big and as epic as the Russian reboot that Clinton, Biden, and Obama tried with Russia, where we gave away a lot and then they pulled the rug out from under us, invaded Ukraine, sent us back into a Cold War posture, even in policy failures, people in Washington always managed to cash in. So when you look at while the reboot is going on, you have this unbelievable dynamic where you've got Bill Clinton getting a $500,000 check. You've got the Clinton Foundation getting millions of dollars of checks. You've got a Joe Biden advisor who's cashing in and consulting for the Russians, helping them get American business, taking it away from American uranium companies. You've got John Podesta, who makes a or gets a large investment in a clean energy company where he sits on the board, the Russians suddenly come in and give a bunch of money to that. Well, after it's all done, the Russian policy fails, and we're not any better off with Russia. But American utilities got a lot of cheaper uranium fuel. They were cheaper than the American fuel they were buying. And as a result, when it's all said and done, Barack Obama's foundation gets $10 million in nice money from the utilities in America that benefited from this cheaper Russian uranium fuel.
I mean, I don't understand. Why isn't this worthy, speaking of, you know, Bull Durham and all that, why isn't there a special prosecutor appointed? Doesn't it seem dirty to you? Shouldn't there be a chance you could put a president in prison for accepting $10 million because there's a good deal out there, while at the same time Hillary and the Clinton Foundation get $140 million? Doesn't anybody but me think this is dirty?
Well, listen, this was what the 2016 election was about, right? This is why Donald Trump was hired to drain the swamp, because this has become the status quo, the norm in Washington. Everybody cashes in on government, and there's a revolving door where people go into government for a few years, come back out, they're making money, they're selling their advice, and that's why Donald Trump became president. The 2016 referendum was a referendum against the sort of business that went on in the Obama-Biden-Clinton years, where Hunter Biden's getting in with Solyndra's stealing money from us. All across America, there were these examples of corruption. And, you know, President Trump advised, there were no scandals on our watch. I beg to differ. Uranium One, the gun running scandal, the Solyndra scandal.
Fast and Furious.
Fast and Furious, right? Right.
I think the worst scandal is one you didn't even mention. The IRS scandal involved me. Right. I don't know if you know that, John, but they came after me. They came after me and tried to destroy my life, and it was all after I went on TV and said that I went on TV and said Obama was my college classmate. We graduated on the same day. I never saw him, never heard of him, never met him, and don't know a single person at Columbia that ever saw him, heard of him, or met him. I was just telling the truth. And within weeks of that, I had the most massive IRS attack you've ever seen. So it just goes to show you, these are crimes committed by Obama, and nobody cares. Nobody ever did anything about it. No one was ever punished. And I found out after the fact that my file was sitting on the desk of Lois Lerner. She was the one in charge of going after me. Nobody cares. You know who found that out, by the way? Tom Fitton. Tom Fitton went after the IRS and got all my records.
All that great FOIA work he did at Judicial Watch.
Yep, great guy. So he's just like you. He's a pit bull that's on our team. We only got a minute left. I was going to ask about the Obama-Biden giveaways, but we've run out of time. Great stuff from John Solomon, and his book is called Fallout, Nuclear Bribes, Russian Spies, and the Washington Lies That Enriched the Clinton and Biden, there's Biden, dynasties. And you can find more out at his website, justthenews.com. And you can buy the book, Fallout, of course, at Amazon. That's the easy way, point and click, or just go to any fine bookstore. Fallout by John Solomon. Thank you, John, for coming on the show.
I appreciate it, Wayne. Thanks for all the attention to the book. Really appreciate it.
All right. I'll have you on again as soon as we hear more from Bull Durham, right? Some good news coming from Durham, I hope. We'll see you in another few weeks. Wayne Allyn, the Warrior.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners, now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants, designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.